This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. After decades of declining membership and waning political clout, the country's biggest group of labor unions is branching out. At its annual convention in Los Angeles this week, AFL-CIO leaders voted to open the doors to millions of non-union workers. Jim Burris reports.
Did you get the invitation? The one that reads, "The AFL-CIO hereby invites every worker in the United States to join the labor movement"? That's right. The Federation has opened the representation door for the first time to millions of non-union workers. But there is a catch. Collective bargaining isn't a part of the New Deal. So will this diet version give labor back its clout? Barry Bluestone is an economist at Northeastern University.
Well, certainly if they can organize enough workers outside of collective bargaining, they will increase their influence because this is also a political voting bloc.
That's good for the labor movement. Not so great for struggling workers, says Cornell's Kate Bronfenbrenner.
These workers all want collective bargaining, all need collective bargaining.
Without the power of collective bargaining to push companies, it's not clear how many workers will take up the labor group on its invitation. I'm Jim Burris for Marketplace.